Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. I'm Jane Monzuris. Having a great afternoon here in the Allstate Skyline studio. We're talking to coach, fitness expert, mom from Midtown Athletic Club, Amy Chassie. And also joining us in studio is my friend, because we're still on this world of living healthy, right? Living healthy Chicago. Joyce Martyr, psychotherapist. I can't do a two-hour show without having a therapist at the end. This is really more for the listeners than it is for me, because they need therapy after I get off the air. I'm teasing. But quickly, and I love the song that Tom played, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, is kind of what we're talking about. We're going to talk about fitness, then we're going to talk about mental health. Amy, spring break in about 4 weeks is when it's happening. We got to get spring break ready, and that's all people are talking about. I'm going to spring break with my kids. I got to get spring break ready. Hashtag fitness goals. Can you wrap it up in 2 minutes and tell us what we need to do?
Absolutely. Make a plan. Get your paper calendar or your calendar on your phone. Type in the class or the exercise you're going to do for that week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever your pattern is. Type it in. Write it in.
Mm-hmm.
Then pre-pack your clothing the night ahead.
So you're not scrambling to put it in your bag, right?
Whatever. Yeah. So you're ready. Then, maybe reward yourself. Circle it on your calendar when you did it or post something on social media. I did it. My most important advice, if you have the budget, buy something fun. Buy something that makes you want to work out. Like whether it's an $11 sparkly headband or if it's an awesome new pair of leggings where you're like, I do not feel like doing.
If you've seen my butt in these leggings, I am totally working out in these leggings. I love that. In fact, the marking on your calendar, I used to do this for years and I don't do it anymore, but I had a 5-week calendar. And if I worked out, I would write in the exercise I did or the class. And if I didn't work out, I'd put a big X and make myself feel bad. So that was like the part of making myself feel bad. But out of 35 days, if I worked out like 28, I was like, yay. Sometimes I worked out 9 and I said, what happened to me in this month? And it was, I was either moving, I had the flu, like something dramatic in my life happened. So I love that, is writing it down to make yourself feel better. Yeah.
You're making yourself accountable, mm-hmm. making yourself feel better. Another way to make yourself accountable is to partner up, find a friend that's also going on spring break and commit to go for a walk together, to meet, you know, for a run, for a class, to play tennis, whatever it is, partner up, and then you can't let your friend down.
So, and a lot of times you're going on spring break with other families too.
Yeah. It'd be fun.
Yeah. You really know,
it's
fun.
And it's nice that there is that goal. And then finally, just nutrition. Don't forget nutrition. Add a fruit, add spinach. Spinach. Hashtag add spinach.
That's hashtag add spinach. Amy Chassie's famous last words. Amy, stick around because I want to play a game with you at the end or get your thoughts on something. Let's move on to you, Joyce Martyr, because we're talking about mental state. And part of getting ready for spring break and feeling good about yourself is a mental state. How do you, in being accountable for your actions, where does that fall into your world?
Absolutely. Mental health is so important and being accountable. And I believe in the mind, body, spirit connection. So I'm so glad that Amy is here as well. And I really am passionate about mental wealth, which is a term that I use to call having both inner peace and prosperity. I think all of us are looking for the whole package for mind, body, fitness, and financial success. So having inner peace and prosperity.
I love that. Now, you, speaking about inner peace, you just flew in.
Yes.
From Florida?
From Florida. It's much colder here. Oh, my goodness.
And then you came straight to the radio station because I was like, please tell me about mental wealth, Joyce. We need to know about it. Do you remember the first time we were on the air together?
I do.
I made you stand in a hobby shop and talk about the benefits of having a hobby. Benefits of having a hobby, right?
Yes, at Tom's Thumb. It was 2010 in Evanston, and I talked about how important leisure is, and I know you're so good with your crafts. And
I do.
I believe in work-life balance, absolutely.
Is that part of mental wealth?
Yes, absolutely. So I feel like after 20 years of practicing as a psychotherapist, I've really discovered the keys to having both inner peace and prosperity. Mm-hmm. So as a CEO, I built up Urban Balance, clients. Started it when I first met you. I think I had a couple therapists. Now there's over 100 therapists working from 10 locations in 3 states. And I successfully sold that last year. And as I was working on my business and myself, I started to realize that when clients work on their self-esteem, it affects their net worth. So self-worth and net worth are connected.
Directly related. So your mental health is related to money.
Yes, absolutely. So I believe we all set ceilings with our self-limiting beliefs. And so if we can expand our thinking, we can earn more money. When I first started my practice, I had coffee with my friend Steve, who was also starting his practice as a psychologist. And he said, Joyce, how much money do you want to make? And I said, it'd be great if I could make $60,000. And he said, 60? I want to make over 100. And I said, well, do you think that's possible? And he said, absolutely. And that year I made 60 and Steve made over 100.
Because you set your goal, your mindset was, I'm only going to make this much money.
So I was limiting myself. So
how do you change that? I mean, so many of us sit, you know, we're sitting and listening to the radio right now. We're driving in our car and we're like, but my boss is only going to give me a 1% raise. I'm not going to make over this much money. Like, how do we do that? What is that in our head that needs to click?
We need to embrace the abundance theory. That there's everything available to us and expand our vision and apply our creativity. In that example, you're only thinking about your current job. You're not thinking about your side business or the future business that you're going to start or all the other opportunities that you have to welcome abundance in your life. Maybe it's an Airbnb. And if you start thinking of yourself as a success, you will become a success. And so it's really about shifting your thinking. Cognitive behavioral therapy says that our thoughts precede our emotions and our behaviors. So we have to shift the way we think about ourselves and we have to detach from fear and
so hard to
expand our comfort.
Because your brain, that person in your brain that lives with you in there, like, you're not good enough. You're like, but I'm going to get away from that. And then that person, that roommate you live with, comes back to tell you.
Yes, that's your inner critic. And that's a big part of therapy and mental wealth is silencing your inner critic and choosing instead to become your greatest and most compassionate advocate. And I really think that's about detaching from ego, which, you know, some people think you need ego to make money, but I think ego actually hurts us all. And we need to detach with ego and connect with our essence, which is really our soul, our authentic self, our light. And when we shine our light, then we shine it on others and we succeed in the world.
And then you feel that from a from the schooling, right? So from proper education, and you give your doctorate and you're doing all this stuff that's very scientific, and you move into this ego and this self and this mental thing. Did you always have that belief, or did you kind of cross over and mix the two together? So, you know, I guess I'm trying to say there's like that other world.
Yes. Yes.
That abundance world, but then there's like the clinical world.
They really match together. And after 20 years of practice, I just started to see the same things across clients. And I had clients who were from many different cultures and religions and socioeconomic situations, different jobs, different ages. But there are universal truths, and we all have egos as part of the human condition. But if we can separate from our egos, we can really live such a greater life. I always say that love is the currency of life. So if we can lovingly connect with ourselves and others, we welcome abundance. We welcome success.
Wow. This is a lot of heavy, deep stuff. I love it. So let me ask you this. Is that sort of then go along with the other theory that you have? Is this karmic kindness?
Yes.
And when you're coaching somebody or when you're sitting with a client, are you teaching them these things as well? Or are you saying, okay, let's first get your ego intact, you know, not ego, but your self-esteem. Then we move on to how to make it bigger and better.
Yes. When I first meet someone, and I believe we all can benefit from therapy at different points in our lives. And I've had my own therapy, and I think we all need it from time to time. But when I first start working with someone, I believe that we all unconsciously recreate what's familiar until we become aware. and we choose something better. So that's kind of the first step. The second step is paying attention to our thinking, turning down the volume on that inner critic, and opening our thinking to expand to abundance and living a greater life. And then a big part of therapy is empathy or compassion. So me honoring my clients' feelings and their experiences, and then they get to know themselves on a deeper level. And that compassion or that kindness, I think, is modeled in therapy and is something they can take from there on out. And I really believe that we're a spiritual web of people, mm-hmm. and like how you came into my life and touched my life and brought me living healthy. And then I went on to do other TV. I've been on MTV since then.
I mean, you've just for over 20 years, you're a public speaker, author, blogger, true entrepreneurial, like, diva.
But that wouldn't be without the kindness of you and others who have lifted me up. And that's
and
what
you appreciate.
I mean.
That. Yeah.
I appreciate that. I think we can all lift each other up.
I love that. And by the way, I believe that our brain is literally the best virtual reality machine ever.
Absolutely.
Our brain, you're in charge of driving this virtual reality machine. Whatever you want to believe is happening in your brain, it all starts there.
It definitely does. My best friend accuses me of psychotic optimism because I'm so positive and I don't let my self-think anything differently.
I love it.
And then it comes to fruition through self-fulfilling prophecies.
You're great. You should write a book.
I'm going to.
Good.
It's called Mental Wealth.
Good.
So
okay,
I have a publisher pitching it in New York next week. So wish me luck.
I will wish you luck. And by the way, because publisher will have you back on and we'll talk more about mental wealth. But I want you two to stick around. Amy Chassie is staring at you with her eyes like wide open, her mouth on the floor. Like, I am so bought into this. Like, we are going to be new best friends.
Oh, I love it.
This is what it means, friends, to live a healthy life. Living Healthy Chicago right here on WGN 720. We're going to be back. You guys stick around. We're going to take a quick break. WGN. Hi, everybody. I'm Jane Manzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Having a great afternoon with you here. I hope you're having a good afternoon, too. I am in studio with Amy Chassie from Midtown Athletic Club and also psychotherapist Joyce Martyr. Joyce, we just ended with you talking about this whole karmic kindness and the state of mental wealth, which I love. And what I wanted to also mention, it's not a one-time thing. It's a practice. You can't just click a switch or flip a switch and all of a sudden you're totally changed person. Is that right?
Absolutely. We are, as human beings, we all have issues as part of the human condition, and it's a lifelong process of taking care of ourselves. And I believe firmly in the power of meditation. I love yoga. I'm in yoga teacher training because yoga is meditation with movement. So it's a process of learning to love and take care of ourselves, mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah, and it's an ongoing, so it's like a lifestyle change.
Absolutely.
As is fitness, right? And health and nutrition is a lifestyle change too, right, Amy?
Right. Yeah.
We are so healthy right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I am feeling the love from you girls, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I think therapists are like personal trainers for your mind and your relationships.
Just like dermatologists are a workout for your face.
That's excellent.
Or maybe it's getting a facial. I'm not sure. So, somebody said, do you ever get a facial? I said, no way. Why would I spend my money on that? They're like, do you work out? Well, you should get your face fixed too. Meaning, you know, get it cleaned. Hey, listen, I want to do this because we're coming to the close of the show. Pete and I do this every week. He's not here. He's on a beach somewhere. We do a thing called Love It or Hate It. And I'm going to talk about something that happened in the last week. And you guys tell me if you love it or you hate it. And you tell me why. Okay?
Excellent.
And Tom, if you want to chime in, please do. Tom, the producer, that is, because he's a good guy perspective. And if Don's over there, he's not there. Okay, Valentine's Day weekend, because it's still sort of people going out this weekend. National Retail Federation said people spent over $20 billion celebrating their love on Thursday through this weekend. Joyce, love it or hate it?
Love it. I love love. So more love is great.
Right.
I think that's fantastic.
Amy?
Oh, boy. I hate to say I hate it, but I'm going to say hate it because let's love all year round.
Okay. Ooh. I think Joyce goes with that. Tom, love it or hate it?
I feel like hate's a strong word, but hate it because, I don't know. Not to say that I didn't spend any money this
you did.
Past week. Yeah,
a candy box of hearts or something.
Yeah,
I saw the picture on Instagram.
Bouquet of roses, the whole deal. But, I don't think love needs to be necessarily limited to material things. They're very nice, and I think gift giving is great, but, like, you could spend less money, make more things.
Now you're speaking my language. Yes, I love it. I love it insofar as I love love every single day. So it's love after all, right? We should love every day. Number two, Google is announced they're expanding their Chicago office, that they already employ 1,000 people. They're expanding this year to hire hundreds more. Love it or hate it, Joyce?
Love it. Brings more jobs and opportunities to Chicago.
Amy?
Love it. Same.
Tom?
Hate it because I want to know what the quality of those jobs are. I seriously do, because Amazon can tout as many numbers as they want, but how many of those are part-time, uninsured people working in warehouses and still have to have another job on the side?
I hate it because I'm not cool enough to work at Google. I am just not a millennial hipster, and they would never hire me. Girl Scout cookie season starts this Friday. You can buy the cookies online now. You can buy them online digitally since 2014. Last year, they sold 4.4 million boxes of cookies using traditional methods, which is you walk down the hallway of the office and you're like, can you buy some cookies? My sister used to work in the Sears Tower when it was a Sears Tower, and she would bring it around and she would sell all these cookies for me. She's 20 years older than me, and I sold the most cookies because my sister sold them at the office. Love it or hate it, Girl Scout cookies. Joyce?
Love it. I think they're fantastic, although I'm upset about the fact that I'm gluten-free and dairy-free.
They so make gluten-free.
They do.
They do.
Excellent.
You got a new flavor, Amy?
Love it. Forget the spinach. Go for Samoas.
What?
Oh, those are the best.
Okay, your answer should be everything in moderation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tom?
Love it. Support the Girl Scouts. Support young women being entrepreneurs.
I love it, too, because I was a Girl Scout and proudly a Girl Scout. So keep on keeping on through the Girl Scouts. Let's see. How much time do we have, Tom? Airline passengers will soon be able to choose a gender option that is not male or female when buying a ticket. The airline industry will start allowing you to check male, female, or undisclosed or unspecified as an option only when you buy a ticket. You still need to have a legal ID, government-issued ID, with your birth, gender, and name. A legal name stayed in on it, though, to get through security and get on the plane. Love it or hate it, Joyce?
Absolutely love it. I think that we're at a time in life where we're not putting people in boxes anymore, and that's fantastic. We're embracing the whole continuum of all of who we are.
Amy?
Love it. You be you.
You be you. Love it. Tom?
Love it. Although I'm curious, why does an airline need to know what your gender is? I mean, but like, I mean, if they need to know, give the whole range of options. But I'm just very curious about that part. But love it. Very much.
I mean, it's only when you buy the ticket. And I, you know, maybe that opens up a whole new sector for other businesses where you have to check male or female, right?
Yeah. It's just like, at the end of the day, everybody should just be who they want to be. And like, does a business, why should a business
nobody
realistically
needs to know. It's
care?
Fine. Yeah. You're right. President's Day is tomorrow, also known as Washington's birthday. It's a federal holiday. So mail, banks, schools, stock markets, DMV, courthouses all closed. But your grocery stores, your retail stores will be open. Radio stations are open. Tom? Garbage collection kind of depends on where you live. Love it or hate it. Joyce?
I love it. It gives many of us a time off and time to be with our families. So I think that's great.
Amy?
Love it. I teach on Mondays and I love my holiday Monday classes because there's all these new faces.
Oh, that's right. Because everyone has a day off. Tom? Oh, he's talking. Tom, you like President's Day?
Yeah, big fan of that. Not a big fan of chopping down cherry trees, though.
I was going to ask, who's your favorite president?
I'm going to say Theodore Roosevelt because he helped invent the teddy bear.
And I love it because anytime there's a holiday, it means I can make some sort of themed table decoration. I think we got one more, and we're going to bring Brian in because he's going to be on the air next. Minor League Baseball Stadium is going peanut free. AA team for Colorado Rockies said no more peanuts at the games. The Food and Allergy Research and Education Group say up to 2% of children have an allergy to peanuts. So don't buy me some peanuts or Cracker Jacks. Love it or hate it, Joyce.
It is kind of sad, but I guess I have to love it because it could be life-saving for someone.
You are positive, Amy.
Love it for the same.
Love it for the same. Tom, come on. You got to hate it because it's peanuts and it's baseball.
Wait, sorry. I was talking to Brian Newman.
I know. Is he coming back in?
Yeah, we'll bring him in after the break.
Yeah, cool. Okay, minor league baseball team's going peanut-free.
That's un-American. That's just... Especially in the minor leagues. What are you going to do? I mean, sit there and watch the game?
If you have a child, yeah, I guess you have to watch the game. If you have a child that's allergic to peanuts, you love it. If
sure.
you don't have a child that's allergic, you hate it because it's American to have peanuts.
What if we do circus peanuts?
Ew.
Aren't those peanuts? Oh, you mean the big puffy ones?
Yeah, they're like marshmallow, right?
I think that's great.
Yeah,
circus compromise.
Peanuts. Compromising, creating solutions. That's what it's all about here at WGN Radio. Joyce Martyr, how can we find you?
At my website, which is joyce-martyr, MARTER.com.
And Amy, where can we find you?
Instagram, Amy_Chasse, which is C-H-A-S-S-E.
Chasse. Amy Chasse. Okay, great. Girls, thank you so much for coming in and hanging with me. We're living a healthier life. I'm Jane Manzuris. We will be back right after the break.